With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, and welcome to Strange Dominions, where we attempt to unlock the mysteries behind the unseen and unheard, unknown and unknowable. I am your host, Octavian Graves. Tonight, we have a very special guest for you. We are speaking with Liz. This is our first in-person interview, and we hope to do many more after this. Liz has had a plethora of experiences throughout her life. She is a magician, but she has had very strange orb encounters, UFO encounters, strange sounds, and much, much more. If you have seen something strange or unusual, such as a cryptid, spirit, UFO, or anything in between, please send us an email at strangedominionspodcast@gmail.com because we would love to hear your stories. If you're enjoying the content we are producing and you would like to get ad-free content, exclusive content, merchandise, and much more, you can become a patron starting at just $4 a month. Without further ado, we bring you our interview with Liz. All right, tonight Ian and I are speaking with Liz. How are you, Liz?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. You are the first in-person interview we have ever done.
Oh my gosh, I'm very honored.
Welcome to Strange Dominions.
Thank you.
So you have a plethora of stories for us, is that correct?
I do. I've tried to make it chronological.
Perfect. Well, wherever you want to start, please go right ahead.
Okay. So I have had a multitude of experiences with, I suppose you could call them extraterrestrial or visitors or just weird things that I can't necessarily explain, but it would definitely fall into the category of things in the sky that are lights and seeing things, having some shared experiences, and most people would probably call it like ET stuff. So this all kind of started in 2019. And I had a friend, we were practicing various magic stuff. She was sort of my mentor with a lot of things. And one night I had an experience where I started hearing noises. It kind of sounded like a big rig truck idling directly outside of my window, but also kind of far away. And it was really hard to sleep. And there were some lights kind of coming down, like coming through the blinds, but only briefly. And I told my friend about this and she's like, oh, no, you have to tell me more. Did anything happen? Did you go to sleep? I'm like, why? What's going on? She's just like, did you feel anything? I was like, I felt terrified. That was weird. I did not like that. I felt like all of a sudden, like something crazy and just terrifying was out to get me. She's like, all right, so I have a confession to make. I'm like, okay, tell me what. She was having the same experiences, and she was actually concerned that a lot of times whenever she becomes energetically close to somebody, sometimes those people start experiencing the same stuff she does. And she had been experiencing the lights, the noises, seeing things, seeing UFOs, like things flying through the sky, stopping, going all different types of crazy ways. She had been taken. Her husband has been taken. And her husband was a skeptic until I guess he got taken. And she was very concerned for me. I was like, okay, well, this is alarming, but okay. So she told me to let her know if anything else happened. A lot more happened since that point. So that all started in 2019. As we talked, whenever we would talk on the phone, sometimes we would start to hear phone static, feedback, other voices on the other end, beeps. When talking about anything related to, we would call them visitors. So anything related to the visitors, like just interference. Activity would increase for her when it did for me and vice versa. And these were all just like accounts. Like she would tell me, oh yeah, like a bunch of stuff happened in the last week. I was like, okay, that's weird. So did it for me. So the era from 2009 to 2012, pretty much sometimes I would hear those noises of like the big rig trucks. Sometimes I would see the lights, but every time I would be terrified. And especially whenever the lights would start to come down through my shades and stay, and the noise would get louder and louder and louder. And then I would black out and I would wake up sometimes with scars on me, scars that were not there before, but it looked like they were kind of old, slightly healed. I would wake up feeling like I hadn't slept at all, even though I was out for like 12 hours. My parents had to wake me up. There was actually this one incident where this was probably the craziest incident, at least to me, which was in 2011. So I passed out after the lights and the noise and I was paralyzed. I tried to fight passing out and I just couldn't move. I went from awake to just like, I can't move, to just dead asleep. And I woke up naked. And I was not in my bed. I was near my doorway and there was a small gray being, maybe about like 4 feet. And I just remember like fight or flight kicking in and I lunged at it. And then I blacked out again. And I woke up in my bed with my clothes back on, except they were inside out and backwards, and my covers strewn around my room. I have no explanation for that. It's not like I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to take my clothes off, like sleepwalking, not having night terrors. And I'm going to take my clothes off, put them back on, and then move.
The detail about your clothes being inside out.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting to me. That is a prime defense mechanism against fairies.
Oh.
You put your clothes inside out, then you will not be bothered by fairies, hobgoblins, boggarts, or anything like that. We don't know why. We just know that if you want them to leave you alone, that's how you get them to leave you alone. That and iron. But please, continue.
That's very interesting. I actually never knew that. So my room was a complete mess. It's not like I decided to just go crazy in my room. That had never happened before. And I was absolutely terrified. Like, very terrified. I didn't tell anyone except for my friend. And at that point, she knew that things were probably going to just continue for me. I would sometimes continue to wake up with, what were they? They were like little bumps on my temples, right? It's like, it's not a zit, but it was hard, like little, like almost balls of things just overnight. And they would be like hard and I could kind of move them around and then randomly they would just disappear overnight. I tried messing with them sometimes. I was like, maybe it's a zit. No, it wasn't. Like I couldn't get anything to come out. So, and in 2010, I'm a gamer, right? And I had a bunch of friends that I would game constantly with. And we had a party at one of their houses and we went to 7-Eleven in the middle of the night. It's like 2 a.m., right? You know, middle of the night, 7-Eleven run. There's like seven of us. And out of nowhere, I started feeling weird. And so whenever these things are kind of near, I start feeling afraid. It's like this fear of just something. Something's coming. It's not quite like a panic attack. Like I'm not anxious about anything. I don't start crying. I don't start shaking because I have panic attacks. It wasn't that. And it started to get stronger and stronger. And then I look over in a field and I just see these three lights up in the sky. And there, it's not a it's not a soccer field, stadium, whatever. It's a construction site, but they're like way high up and there's no way that those are like spotlights. It's like high. And then they start to move downwards. I am terrified. And I look over at my friends. So five of them, totally fine, like not noticing anything. One of them, though, he's staring at them, too, and he's not saying anything. And then he looks over at me and he's like, points, doesn't say anything. And I just nod. And we had an understanding that, oh, OK, we're both seeing this. We both kind of know what it is. And then the lights just flew off into the night. He and I didn't really speak about it. But then later on, I found out that my friend, actually, when he was 13, he lost all memory of his childhood. He has complete amnesia of everything. But he swears that weird stuff would happen sometimes. That's what I learned from his fiance. Just nothing. So, okay. Interesting. So this all happened pretty often, maybe like once a week, all this stuff would happen for about 3 years. And every now and then we would have also some black cars that would come roll by our house. Our mail would be gone through over that period of 3 years. The cars would just sit outside. And my dad, so he's former counterintelligence. He confirmed that our mail was being gone through. He actually lodged a complaint with the postal office. Nothing happened, but just it was weird. And the cars would sometimes follow me. So maybe I'm on some crazy list or something, but I'm not going out doing super crazy, sketchy stuff. I don't know. And then in late 2013 to 2018, activity actually decreased when I moved onto some military bases. I was in San Diego in Japan, but the one exception for when stuff was happening on a military base was when I was seeing my ex, and he was out in the middle of West Virginia near Nyack Sugar Grove. It's a Navy base. Well, former, it's decommissioned, but it was in the middle of the mountains in West Virginia. And they did a lot of things I expect with satellites and weird stuff. I don't know. But it's in the middle of the National Radio Quiet Zone. So there's no cell service. Only one-way signals can be broadcast through there. And it's mountain country. There's very few people. And I was staying at my friend's house because I couldn't really stay on base overnight unless I rented a hotel, but too expensive. And my friend didn't have crash base that night, so I slept in her bed. And we were in her room, and I started to hear that low humming noise, the truck noise. And my friend heard it too. I was like, oh my God, I'm not crazy. You're actually hearing this. Oh my God. She's like, yeah, I've never heard that. That is so weird. And then there started to be some different colored lights that we would kind of see through the slits of the blinds.
When did we arrange this?
When I first mentioned it, you mean?
Yeah.
Last Friday, like the Thursday before last.
Okay, so I had no idea about any of this. I knew that you had weird things happening to you.
Yeah.
I had no idea about all these lights.
Yeah.
Last night, I was at a convention with a friend named Tim who does Strange Familiars podcast, similar to ours. He has a site in York, Pennsylvania that he goes to all the time. It's in a cul-de-sac, and you drive down the cul-de-sac, and you just stare off into the woods, and these fucking lights start moving around, okay? So it's just really fucking weird to me that you're telling me about all these lights, and I just went and saw lights that you can predict are going to happen, that you know are going to happen every time you're there. Now, you have to go when the leaves are off the trees. It's easier to see them that way. But, like, the only way I can describe them to you, there are these, like, stars.
There were earlier.
Okay, so just imagine stars in the sky.
Yeah.
Fucking far away, light years away. They're in the woods.
Interesting.
And they change colors. Some are circular, some move circular, some do zigzag.
Mm-hmm.
The more you look, and you have to do this really weird thing where you can't stare directly at it. You won't be able to see it. You have to, like, stare a little bit off to the right of it and get it in focus. Then you can stare at it.
Hmm.
So, anyways.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Little bit of synchronicity.
That is weird. Okay, so we saw these lights. They were like balls of light that I couldn't even tell you the size of them. They were close. They were down. They were above the tree line and they were moving like back and forth. Some zigzagged, some. They wouldn't change colors, but there were some blue ones, some white ones, and then there were also some red ones too. And for whatever reason, the red ones like super skeeved me out. Mind you, I've never seen the colored lights before. I'm used to having something like a cop light from way of high above just going through my window. So I'm like physically seeing these things and my friend is seeing them too. And she's like afraid. She's never seen that. She lives there. So it's not like there's some weird thing that like, oh yeah, this happens all the time. No, no, no. She's lived there her entire life. So she knows all the woods, all the weird things. And they started to come down and get closer to the house. And they just kind of went around the house. We would see them kind of moving along through the other blinds. They never got super close, but it looked like they were just kind of surveilling, I guess. I don't know. Like they had some sort of kind of reason to be there. And then they just kind of took off. Like they just darted off out into the sky. And that was really, really creepy. And my friend and I, we talked about it for years. She's like, I've never seen that happen. I am terrified. Like, yeah, me too. And I've dealt with some stuff. And it's not like I told her about all my experiences either. I don't really talk to too many of my friends about it, but to have a shared experience like that with her, it's kind of cool, validating, but also scary. Yeah, so from like late 2013 to about 2018, I was living in San Diego for maybe about like 8 months. And then I was on a Navy base in Japan. And activity pretty much decreased a lot. Like things didn't really happen that much. Every now and then, you know, I might hear like that low kind of vibrating noise, truck idling in the background, close but far away. But that was really it.
How long have you been living here?
So I grew up in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, in this specific apartment.
This specific apartment, 2019.
Okay. And has much happened, like, while you've been here? No, that's interesting to me. Because when you say, like, it sounds like when you're on military bases, nothing really happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's down the road? NSA.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I would have assumed that if that is a string of patterns, then you being so close to that would dampen it, but it doesn't. So that's very interesting to me. So, sorry.
No, that's okay. So 2018 to about 2020, things started to pick up a little bit. I never saw the lights coming down through the shades, but I would still feel like things were around. The noises would be a little bit more often. And then 2021 is where it started to kick back up again. Hear the noises again. I would start feeling like they were close, just getting that fear, that terror. The lights would start coming back, coming through my window. And then, you know, once I saw light come through the shades up top, like just coming scanning down, and then I passed out. Woke up in a sleep paralysis, lights still going on through my window, and I felt like something was there. I couldn't see anything. It could have been related with the sleep paralysis, but I have sleep paralysis a lot. And normally, like, I can tell, like, okay, it's like, this is hallucination. This isn't usually, but still those lights. And then I woke up and I was just drained again. Just, I felt like I hadn't slept at all. Early December 2022, things definitely picked up.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So maybe about 4 months ago, there was one time at 2 a.m. I actually documented it. One time at 2 a.m., the noise was going on for like 30 minutes, like that hard sense of danger. Felt like something was scanning the area, and I was starting to feel like really sleepy. And usually I get that when something is going to happen, like, you know, pass out. I was able to stave it off. Usually I can't stave it off. And then there were no bright lights coming from the window, but it seemed like outside was brighter than usual. And I'm in like this little community here. It's not a city. And there's like woods on the other side. So
very, 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 very specific kind of woods on the other side.
Yeah.
Are you aware of what's around here? Do you know?
Is it the woods we were in?
No, no. What's around here is the Patuxent National Wildlife Refuge.
Yes.
So much Bigfoot stuff. Something's been photographed there. Mm-hmm. I have numerous people had experiences there. I've had experiences there. I've seen stick structures. I've had multiple people document the stick structures that are there. Out of this world, stick structures. I've had massive owl encounters. Not like where I saw anything, but I mean, the owls that we were hearing were huge.
Oh, I gotta talk about the owls too.
So that's not even 10 minutes down the road from here.
That's the little Patuxent River.
Yep.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Okay. So, but yeah. And then everything just stopped abruptly. Like, no noise. And I wasn't sleepy. I listened. And I know that, like, anytime I hear a car come through, I know it's a car. Anytime I hear a train off in the distance, I know it's a train. Very distinct noises. But it's not like you're going to have a big rig truck come through here like you saw. It's not going to happen. So I was like, hmm.
Just so the audience, in case they need like a visual, when you say big rig, you're talking like an 18-wheeler.
Yes.
Okay.
Just like an 18-wheeler.
Sure. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
And, you know, just to clarify, you were in the military. You've been around a lot. You know the nuances of sound between different equipment. So you'd say you're probably pretty good at saying this is a truck, this is a jet, this is a helicopter, mm-hmm. this is a car.
Mm-hmm. So something that Ian actually reminded me about is that one of the, I guess the way that he found out about all of this was he asked people on social media, like, hey, does anybody have any cool owl stories? I was like, oh, I do. I have owl stories. Having no idea that it was in, he was just probing for information about this kind of stuff. And my stories are related to this kind of stuff.
It's all related.
It's all related.
It's all related. That's the whole point. There's no, this idea that it's all separate and little boxes, it's bullshit.
Mm. So during the time in which there was a ton of activity, so, you know, like 2009 to 2011, we started getting more owls in my yard. And I was living in Northern Virginia at the time, and we didn't have too many owls. Like, yeah, owls existed, but we're not. I was in the suburbs. I was not in a forest. And we started getting a lot of owls, and I would hear them at night. It's like, this is crazy. What's going on? And I would talk to my parents about it. They didn't hear anything. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, sometimes they would be so loud, they would keep me up. And sometimes they would be right outside my window, too. Can you guys stop hooting? Can you just stop, please? And then one day I'm driving somewhere and I get about maybe about a mile from my house. I'm still going through the suburbs, right? It's the middle of the day. It's like, it's literally like 1 p.m. or something. And as I am turning to go onto another street, I see these two owls just standing directly next to each other on the side of the road, like at, on the corner.
How big?
They were big.
Like five feet tall big or just?
No, not 5 feet tall big. I would say maybe like 2 to 3 feet. And I mean, like this big. I'd say that's like 2 to 3 feet. Like, and they were two white owls just staring there, just staring at me. Staring. It was a busy road. And they're standing on the side of the road. And I'm like, why are there owls out in the middle of the daytime? I'm driving past.
Owls are also very solitary creatures.
They are. And there were two of them. And they are staring at me as I turn. Just their heads just slowly turn and watch me. And I was really skeeved out by that. Normally, I mean, if I see something, a cool animal, I'd be like, yeah, that's so cool. Oh, I love them. If I see a deer, I'll be like, oh, it's a deer. A fox. Oh, it's a fox. I would think that I would probably be like, oh, cool, that's an owl. I was freaked out by that. I was like, also very confused. It made no sense. Like, they should not be there. I mean, really, they shouldn't, because, I mean, what the hell are owls doing there?
Have you ever read The Messengers or know about The Messengers?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right.
Now, I know when you had mentioned that that's one of the first times we'd met, when I asked you if you had any weird owl stories, I had just finished Mike Cleland's The Messengers, which for our listeners, I do recommend that all of you read. Now, that is a book about the subtle and not so subtle connections between essentially odd owl stories and encounters, the UFO phenomena, fairy lore, all of it. And it's a wild ride. And it's interesting because that book alone has at least 5 to 6 stories about people driving in cars and they see abnormally large owls standing on the side of the road looking at them or flying at their windshield. And I don't want to spoil
the book too bad. And then after a while, when they get home, they're like, wait a minute, owls aren't 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
And there's a whole thing about that. So yeah, everyone, if you haven't read The Messengers yet, you read it, but please continue.
Yeah. I've noticed how to, I guess, avoid having these visitors mess with me as much. And this is just through experiments and everything. So I do a lot of energy work. And my natural defense whenever I feel threatened is to just shield myself. But I felt like that wasn't really working. I felt like I needed to meld into my bed or the couch or backgrounds. Just like, I am now an inanimate object. I am one with the bed and the blankets. I am a pillow. And it seems to sort of not really decrease it, but whenever they're around and nearby, they leave sooner. I don't feel like things are pinging me. Things are like staring at me as much.
So it's interesting to me as an occultist. So for me, if all this was going on, I would be excited only because, in my opinion, magic is a tool used to deal with these things and get it to work in your favor. And I'm curious if that comes up at all or if you ever used it for that, if that makes sense. Or did you just use magic as a way of keeping them away?
I really just used it as a way of keeping them away. I suppose there were times when activity was very strong, when I knew that things would happen regardless of what I was going to do. I would send the thoughts out, send the energy out of like, look, if you're going to take me, at least like don't mess with this system or like, you know, don't mess my body up. like maybe I can communicate with them or something. And it seems to have worked, I guess, but again, I don't know what their original plans were. I was like, hey, can you not mess with my neurological system? Can you not, like, leave scars on my arms or something? And then I'd find them, like, on my legs or my side.
Now, that's going to lead me into a question. You are a practitioner, whether you follow a tradition or not. You mm-hmm. do. You are somebody who's had experiences and dealt with spirits, and you do work your own form of magic for a very long time, correct?
Correct.
Now, somebody who's sensed and worked with more traditional spirits, I guess you could call them, what would you say the difference is, even just in your perception, between the spirits you've encountered and these visitors?
I would say that I definitely feel a similarity in, it's like a tangible energy. I feel entities, and I can feel when energy is directed at me, but with spirits, the more traditional spirits, they seem less tangible, less physical. And then with these things, these beings, visitors, whatever, what have you, they definitely seem more tangible, more solid, more of a potential physical threat. Like they can interact with me on a physical level. And I think that's also why it's a bit more scary. And their energy definitely seems different from the day-to-day spirits, I feel. What they are, I don't know, but they seem to be a unique sort of species, I guess. Because I can tell sometimes, like, okay, you know, like, this is a lighter being, you know, more positive energy. This is, like, more darker. Or this seems to be, like, you know, denser. I don't really have a way to describe them. Just unique, I suppose. Like, I know it's them.
Totally fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Thanks. And that's, I know, the big part of the podcast's, the work we're doing here, the point is to see that crossover between traditional magic and the paranormal.
Yes.
And for me personally, the distinction between the different sorts of entities that people have encountered and still encounter over time. You have traditional spirits, like a mage might summon out of Goetia. Then you have these elemental entities and fae and these visitors and manifestations of the other. And I think if we can learn about their differences, we may be able to learn a lot more about them.
So I was thinking, and I would say it's definitely a more intelligent presence. Very much so. I feel like I don't have to translate intents as much or thoughts as much. They will just understand. It's like a universal translator in a way.
Okay. That makes very, yeah.
I was just thinking that kind of more and more and more when I talk about those living lights at the very end. Like, it's something to add in. It's just the idea that we can communicate, like Kiel's talking about.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we can add that in.
We don't have to, but it's just, it's very similar.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we can definitely record that after that. Yeah. If you don't have any more stories, that's totally okay. We can ask questions, but if you have more than you want to talk about, please go right ahead.
I think the one thing that I would mention is that I find activity increases the more I pay attention to it. As if I project out, send out a beacon, or if I focus really, really hard on it, activity definitely increases.
Okay. Now, let's say you were to send out a beacon and you already knew what was going to happen. Is there a way that you can kind of cut through the fear and trepidation so that way you can face it in a more objective way and communicate with it and see if there is a purpose in them communicating with you or why they're doing this to you or if it's totally random, you know, try and really get a more focused intent from them or from whatever it is that interacting with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'd say potentially. I think it would really depend because I feel like there may be, I guess it depends on who comes when I call, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's very much an unknown. It could be the same group. It could be a different group or it's just like, you know, if you set off a firework, a lot of people might come and you have no idea who they are, what their intent is. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily have, I mean, I could ask what their intent is, but at the same time, if it's something that doesn't actually really care for my well-being.
One of the ideas that I have is because so much of what people experience in the paranormal, it's either random or it comes and then it goes. You don't really get a chance to communicate with it, or there's no assured method of getting them to tell the truth. I very much have an interest in traditional magic because there are these methods of binding through contracts to ensure that what they are telling you is the truth. Methods of identifying exactly what kind of spirit you're interacting with. The drawing spirits into crystals method, there is a specific invocation that you basically say, in the name of God, the Son, the Spirit, you are the Spirit. And they are either going to answer you or they're not because they can't lie. Once those three names have been invoked, it kind of makes that spirit powerless to lie to you. So you get a spirit that you can sort of trust and know that they're telling you the truth. And you ask them about the things you're experiencing. And you get their perspective on this.
I could potentially do that. I do have some spirits I work well with.
I think that would be a very, very fruitful endeavor for you. If not, just to see what they say.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And that's sort of all in terms of interesting, notable experiences. For the most part, it's just been...
Would you say December was the most recent time anything's happened?
I would say maybe about a month ago something happened. Again, it's just the loud idling truck noise. No lights or anything. But yeah, really, really just the noise.
Okay. And how far away would you say the noise is when you hear it? Is it the same distance every time? Does it sound closer sometimes and farther away other times?
Yeah, it's closer sometimes. It'll get louder if there's more elements to what's happening. But it always sounds, it's very interesting, like it's simultaneously outside my window, but also far away.
Okay. All right. I think I understand exactly what that would sound like. At one point, you said that the lights came in through the shades. Would that indicate that they were in your room or...
No, I meant more of like the light shines down through the shades.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting.
It still lights up my room.
Okay. Very
but
cool.
They're outside and high up.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's really, really fascinating. That's really intense. This has never happened to me. I've had my paranormal experiences, but they have not been as consistent as this. So I can't really talk too much to it, but like in my mind, I'm like, oh man, there's so much to experiment with there. You have this endless supply of something to use magic to work on and to experiment with. So, yeah, Ian, if you have any questions, please go ahead.
Your whole story is fascinating, and you've told me bits and pieces of it in the past. But I still think one of the secondary parts of it still interests me perhaps more than a lot of it. And it was the inclusion of the cars that were following you. You said you had issues with your phone too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What were some of them? Do you remember?
So this was when, I want to say like 2010, it really started, where I would be having completely normal conversations with my friend. And this didn't happen with anybody else, mind you. This was only her. And we would be talking, and then the moment we started chatting about any experiences, you know, visitors, etc., we would often start to hear static.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we would hear beeps.
Interesting.
Such as, like, just random beeps of different noises. Like, was that your phone? No. Wasn't my phone. Was that your phone? No. I don't know. Sometimes I would hear something and she didn't hear anything, and vice versa. But the thing that really got me was that it would sound sometimes like somebody was talking in the background, but like, you know, like somebody joining in on the conversation, but a low voice, different voices. And I couldn't really understand what they were saying, but it was so weird. It's like a radio station playing almost.
Now that's fascinating. And this happened around the same time that you had these cars following you and showing up, and then your mail was being rifled through, correct?
Yes.
So for our listeners, there's a pretty big history, and it all kind of falls in line with a body of lore that is called essentially like the Men in Black lore, where adjacent to UFO sightings and often cryptid sightings, you had adjacent to UFO sightings and cryptid sightings and other just Fortean weird things, living lights. Often there was almost this strange, weird out there human element where people would be followed. Strange people in odd clothing would show up at their doors. People's mail would be rifled with. They'd get threatening letters from no known addresses. And phone calls are always a huge element. And for fans of, say, Keel's The Mothman Prophecies, there's an entire chunk where some of the investigators, including himself, were receiving phone calls with voices on the other side that didn't sound quite right in odd languages, metallic hums and beeps, things like that. So it's something that goes far back that was very pronounced in the 60s. So you having that happen to you so directly, you're one of the first people that I've met who had that happen to them consistently.
Yeah.
What do you think the connection between the phones and the cars? And did you ever have an experience with like strange people?
No, not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. But there was definitely a strong overlap in the time period in which the cars and the mail and the phone calls, the interference was happening. And it may be connected. I don't know. But it definitely was very much happening at the same time.
Yeah, and that's interesting to me. And I guess we can only speculate on a potential connection if there is or isn't one. But yeah, thank you for telling your story.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We're glad to finally get you on here.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
One more question before we go.
Any questions?
Do you go hiking a lot?
I don't go hiking a lot, but I have gone hiking.
Any weird stuff while hiking?
I mean, I've had spiritual encounters, but nothing specifically
that would correlate with this?
Yeah, nothing specifically that would correlate with this, I would say.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Well, Liz, thank you so much for coming on. This has been a blast.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me and for listening. And I find myself learning some things that apparently, oh, this is a thing that actually has history behind it, which I had no idea.
It's our pleasure.
I'd say that many of the things you were talking about, there are stories that attach to it. Others have had similar experiences. You're definitely not alone in them, but there is a uniqueness to your stories that even as you're telling them in them, you know, we're all in the studio together right now, and I'm sitting right next to you. I felt a chill.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like a electricity over my body when you first started to tell that story, and that feeling like just a very subtle, like something was paying attention. I think I'll leave it at that. But
and it's very likely that listeners will hear this and say, and if they've had the same experiences, they will reach out. And if they do, we will let you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
that was our interview with Liz. We really like talking to her, and we cannot wait to hear more of her stories in the future. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to Strange Dominions, including our patrons, because we could not do this show without you. And we are very, very grateful for all that you do to support us. So, as always, we will see you again on the Strange Dominions.